You're listening to The 21st. I'm Gwen Macsai. This hour, we're talking about Valentine's Day, a time when romances sometimes formalize. Now, while February isn't a super popular month to tie the knot, some places do see a bit of surge around February 14th. Illinois isn't Vegas. There are laws in place that usually prevent shotgun weddings, but there are still plenty of folks who mosey on down to City Hall or the county courthouse here in Illinois to get married. Judge Bill Casely spent 32 years as a judge in McLean County, Illinois. In addition to hearing all sorts of legal cases, he's married countless couples during his tenure. He's retired now, so that means he might be able to share some of his favorite courthouse wedding stories. Welcome to the 21st, Judge Casely.
Thank you.
So how many weddings did you think you officiated during your tenure? Can you even put a number on it, do you think?
Well, yes, I can. I became a judge when I was 25 years old, and I'm no longer 25. And in the course of all of those years, I have performed 1,040 marriages, and I kept track of them. I have a little book that I keep them in, and so I know how many I've done.
Wow, that's impressive in so many ways. I love that you keep track. Is that because you're just very organized, or because you're a little bit of a sentimentalist?
Probably a little of both.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you know, there are not many things that judges do that make people happy.
True, I have to say. You're right.
If you're being prosecuted for a criminal offense, that does not make you gleeful. Even if you inherit $10 million, it probably means that you no longer have a dearly loved parent.
Such a good point.
Lots of judges dislike performing weddings intensely.
Why?
I'm not sure, but Judge Luther Dearborn was a judge in this circuit at the same time I was, and in McLean County they have marriage court every Friday afternoon. He said, well, I'm not going to do weddings. They said, if you don't perform weddings, you're going to be on Saturday court duty from now until you start performing weddings. And so he said to me, well, you don't mind performing weddings. And I said, what kind of a quid pro quo are you offering? I did his weddings. He did my appeals from the Industrial Commission, and we were both happy.
And what do you think, when you think back on all those couples, do any stand out to you as the craziest, the happiest, the oddest?
Well, I had a woman that called me on a Monday afternoon and asked if I would perform her wedding the following Friday. And then she added, I haven't spent a weekend single since I was 16, and I can't get married before Friday because I'm getting divorced on Friday morning, and the judge is going to sign the decree, which my lawyer has prepared, and then I'm eligible to get married.
Wow. And do you know what number that marriage was for her? Just curious.
Well, he had been married 6 times previously, and I guess I gulped a little bit at that. I asked her if she'd been married before, and she said, yes, she'd been married 7 times.
Well, that's a perfect match then, right?
Well, then he said, well, Judge, you have to understand that we were married to each other once before. My 4th marriage back was her 3rd marriage.
I can see why that would stand out in your memory.
Yes, it did.
Now, in all your time at the altar, I'm wondering if, in all honesty, you developed a little bit of a spidey sense, and if sometimes couples came before you, and although you went ahead and married them, maybe to yourself you were thinking, like, nah, this is never going to work.
There were times that I had misgivings. Yes, I had 2 ISU summer school students, and this was before there was a time period, a wedding license. You could not perform a marriage on one for 3 days after it was issued. The present amount was 24 hours.
Right.
These 2 people met on the beach, and after a couple of hours of close inspection, they decided that they were just made for each other. So they came down to the courthouse, got a marriage license, and they came down to my courtroom and asked if I would marry them, and they were still in bathing suits. So I said, well, you have to have a couple of witnesses. And they said, well, we don't have any witnesses. And there were a couple of certified public accountants that were auditing the circuit clerk's books. And they volunteered. And so we all got in the courtroom. Then the bridegroom stammered, judge, could we postpone this for a couple of days? He says, we're just not sure. And I said, well, if you're not sure, you better not get married, because you're going to be married for the rest of your lives. And I had kind of given them a talking to in chambers and suggested that maybe that this was not a wise idea. And I was glad that they took it to heart. So I said, well, I'll just hold it for 30 days. If you come back, fine, we'll do it. And if you decide not to, you don't need to do anything. I'll just return it not performed to the county clerk's office.
And did they come back?
End up returning it not performed.
Uh-huh.
So I think I saved them a good deal of anguish.
Sounds like it.
But I've had all kinds of unusual things happen.
And Judge, were you ever married?
Oh, I've been happily married for 53 years.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
53 years, yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this for us. We really,
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Take
care.
Have a nice Valentine's Day.
You too.